Empower Radio presents The Farkas Files, an exploration of energy, metaphysics, and the paranormal with David Franklin Farkas. The Farkas Files. The truth is in here, somewhere. Here's your host, David Franklin Farkas.
Good evening, and thanks for being with us again for another fascinating adventure with the Farkas Files. We're going to have Claudia McNeely on with us again this evening because we love having her on the show to talk about all the things that she tracks, earth changes, and how those earth changes are affecting people. But first, tonight's metaphysical musing. And this program right now is being pre-recorded because when you listen to this program, I'm going to be on an airplane flying to much further south in the United States than I typically ever go, looking at a city where to which I may be moving with my girlfriend, Susan. And life's like that. I want to just talk about listening and watching the messages that come through and whether or not you're willing to catch the edge of what the message is and say, oh, this is interesting. I wonder where this is going. There's a concept in almost every indigenous culture. There's a variation on it, but in the Aboriginal culture in Australia, they call it walkabout. And walkabout for the Aborigine is when a young man is ready to make the transition from being a boy to a man. He prepares, and then with an elder, he's taken to a place in the wilderness, in the outback, with nothing more than a spear and a knife and what he's learned. And his job is to go off and survive and find out who he is and find out what his job is in this lifetime. Basically, go and find out who he is. And he can't come back until he has a story to tell that explains who he is. So in preparation for that, you say goodbye to your family, you give away everything that had to do with your previous life, and you go off on this journey, not having any idea what's going to happen next. And at each moment, you apply what you know and also ask spirit to guide you and show you what's next. And there's the vision quest in Native American cultures in North America. There's similar things everywhere. But I have a feeling, and it's my observation, that all of us are on walkabout at least once in our lives, if not all the time. So there was a transition point in my life at the end of my first marriage. My father had just died, and in taking care of him, I met two healers in California. And it became very apparent that they were my teachers. And I went back to the East Coast, cleaned things up as well as I could, and bought a new truck and drove to California to do, I had no idea what. But the Cherokee medicine man that I was connected, I had connected with, said, oh, you coming back? I said, yeah. I said, when are you coming back? I said, you're going to tell me, right? Because I knew that's what he did. And he said, be here on this date. There's something I want you to see. So I drove cross country in 4 days, dropped my stuff in the little place that I had arranged to rent, got back in the truck, went over and picked up the Kiowa. And he took me to a reservation in Central California to see something most white people are never going to see. Left me at an encampment for a week. And that was the beginning of 3 years of incredible experiences and the quintessential walkabout. Didn't have any idea what was going to happen next, ever. But we're all going through that all the time. And in the middle of all these earth changes, we are certainly having that happen. Things are changing around us all the time. And most people try to keep things just the way they are because they know how to handle that. Well, we can't do that anymore. The changes are too powerful and coming too quickly. So my walkabout at the moment is this wonderful new relationship. And I was trying to figure out, what's my life going to be like next year when, at the end of school in 2013, my daughter graduates high school. That means I don't have to live in the same town with her mom anymore. I don't have to make things work for her to get to school. She's going to be off to college. And I've been kind of musing over, what am I going to do? Well, my girlfriend Susan was told by her company that her entire business unit is being moved to North Carolina. All expenses paid. We'll make it easy for you. And come on down. And we'll do an orientation, and you can go with realtors. And, you know, they're just – I've never been involved in a corporate move before. It's pretty amazing. They just handle everything. So while you're listening to this, I am going to be off on this new segment of Walkabout, probably finding out where I'm going to be for the next part of my life and what that's going to look like. So perhaps we can talk about – a little more about that next week, but right now I'm just excited for the next walkabout. In my life, I figure I'm always on walkabout, but most of the people that come to me and say, can you help me? I'd like to learn from you. The first thing I ask them is, what does your life look like? Do you know about walkabout? Are you on your walkabout? Oh, you're on walkabout. Good. Let's talk about what is happening for you and how you're going to move through this with your focus on listening to spirit and listening to your intuition rather than trying to figure it out. So send me all your good wishes on this adventure. And that's the metaphysical musing and news from the absurd edge of the universe that I am at the moment. Now let's have a even more fascinating time with Claudia McNeely talking about the walkabout that our entire planet is on at the moment. Hey, Claudia, how are you tonight?
Hi, David. Thank you for having me.
Oh, there's that Texas accent again.
There's that Texas accent.
Claudia, did you see my thing on Facebook trying to figure out how to properly use y'all?
Yes.
I have to figure that out before I move down there.
Y'all is anything more than one. Anything more than one is y'all.
Good. I can handle that.
Yes.
But then that's all y'all. You know, that's
exactly.
The super plural.
Exactly.
I love that.
Yeah.
So.
Ain't.
I want to introduce people to a little bit of what I know that you do. I mean, you do all kinds of healing work, which is extremely powerful. But part of what you do, and I know you posted on Facebook and you have a Facebook group that you work with as well, is that you track the physical things that are going on the planet that are affecting the energy and affecting the way people feel emotionally and physically. And
right.
I know that you... that includes things like solar flares and earthquakes and other things. But give the folks an idea of the kinds of things that you're tracking and how long you've been doing that.
Well, you know, I want to talk first about earth sensitives.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of us are earth sensitives and we have no idea that we are. We don't know what's going on. When there's an earthquake or a solar flare or a volcano, anything that goes on the earth, we feel it in our body. And I was having these really, really intense pains in my spine at times where it felt like my spine was about to explode. And I finally started paying attention and noticed it happened whenever there was an earthquake building in Indonesia.
Mm.
Why I'm connected to Indonesia, I have no idea. So that got me started looking into what's going on. And that's when I realized those of us that are really sensitive, the instant a flare goes off from the sun, we feel it. It may not hit Earth until 3 or 4 days later, but we feel it the instant it happens. And we'll have muscle pains, back pains, headaches, you know, all kinds of symptoms. And I just got to watching that and decided, you know, if this is affecting me this way, it's got to be affecting other people. So I kind of started mentioning it, and other people were going, oh, yeah, I'm feeling that. And it was like, wow, it's not just me, you know. And so that's when I started really looking into it and decided, I think it's been a little over a year now that I've been doing a daily energy report during the week. I usually don't do one on weekends. But, you know, I watch the solar flares, what's going on with the sun. And lately, we're having the symptoms of a solar flare, but the websites that I'm watching are not showing solar flares. So I'm not sure if it's something else going on. You know, they have coronal mass ejections and filament ejections and all kinds of stuff that they don't tell you about. Or if they've downgraded where they're not reporting it as strongly, you know, what used to be a B or an X, they're now calling a C, which is a small one. Right. I don't know. I know that they're downgrading earthquakes. So they may not be telling us the truth of the strength of these things anymore. I really don't know. But I watch for the solar flares and solar winds, what's going on the sun. I watch, there's websites that show the earthquakes every day and in the United States and all over the world. So I look at those. There's a website that I finally found recently that shows HARP activity in the United States.
And tell people a little bit more about HARP. That's spelled H-A-A-R-P.
Right. It's I don't remember what it stands for. But basically it was started to help the Navy be able to communicate with each other, I think. Mm-hmm. And over the years, they have started using it for weather control and mind control and all different kinds of things.
To give people a little bit of an image here, the HARP site is in Alaska, and the antenna farm,
is
40 acres.
The main one is in HARP. It's in Alaska. But they're all over the United States.
All over the Arctic Circle. They're not just in Alaska.
No.
And there are around the United States. They now have more of them, I think, around the equator.
No, Florida.
And I was reading recently that they've got portable ones that they can have on naval vessels.
But there's some. If you watch this site, it's really been, and I can't say what the site is because it's really weird to be able to say, okay, this is it, type it in. But if you watch this site, it just becomes so obvious what's going on because you can see there's one in Arizona that goes off a lot. There's one in Florida. There's one up in Montana that goes off quite often. And it's really, I didn't know they were all over the United States. They're not just in one place. You know, I think they want us to think that that's the only one, but it's not.
Right.
And it's been really interesting watching over the last few days and the weather in the United States and watch how they have created this by watching this site. It has been really interesting.
Right. So you're looking at the correlation between the electronic activity at these sites and changes in weather, earthquake kinds of things.
Right.
And you're seeing that there's a correlation between the activity in the HARP network
and the weather
and the other phenomena.
Yes, and there's also Bill Ballard is one of my friends on Facebook, and he has discovered that earthquakes that are around 10 miles deep, I think, are HARP created. And we're in the middle of a weather war. I mean, you know, one country gets mad at another one, and they'll make an earthquake in that area. So there's a lot of that going on, too, that we have to take into consideration.
Right. And what's happened, what I love about what you're doing, because there have been people talking about this for a long time, and it always sounds a little bit conspiracy theory wacko.
Right. Right.
And a lot of it is, because there's a lot of people that are just paranoid and are connecting everything that they hear to things that they have no way of knowing. But you're looking at the actual data about these various things and finding that there are correlations between them and say basically asking the question, as we would say online, WTF. Here they are. Here's these two things happening. One happens and then the other one follows.
Right.
Sure looks like they're related.
Exactly. It's like when that earthquake happened down in Mexico That's been a little while ago. Obama's daughter happened to be there on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that was an accident? Don't think so.
Right, right. And it was kind of poo-pooed, swept under the under the rug of the news. Was,
they were just like when 9/11 happened, Mexico was doing a earthquake, what do they call it, exercise.
Right.
For an earthquake that size in that area. So they knew it was happening.
Right.
They knew it before it happened.
Well, let's take a step back to how various things affect people, because that kind of stuff goes on all the time, and a lot of people are not aware of it. So one of the kinds of things that's really common is for someone to be an empath.
Yes.
So
you know,
empath,
when I first started doing the energy reports, I kept getting people making comments of, oh, well, I don't feel anything. You must feel that because you're so high density vibration and you have all this denseness you're having to get rid of, and I'm such high vibration. I just don't feel it. You know, those spiritual snobs, which I wrote an article about that recently.
Right.
And that never felt right to me. And somebody else told me the other day that it was because, and it made so much sense, our vibrations are so high that when, and we're so sensitive, that when we feel this dense vibration hit us, it really, really, really affects us. And it's not that we have all this density that we're releasing. It's that we're so sensitive to all the density that's being released around us.
I think there's two levels to it. I hadn't really thought about the density issue as much as the vibration of the planet. All these events basically are releasing negativity, but that's because the vibration of the planet is rising.
Right.
And
our vibrations.
Right. And so as the vibration of the planet gets higher, goes to a higher frequency, each of us as a part of the planet is also getting rewired and being raised to a higher frequency. And that means every aspect of our physical and emotional and spiritual being is getting changed. And we feel it with various ways as symptoms. So some people are more sensitive like anything else. I was bringing up empaths because an empath is somebody who picks up other people's feelings, emotions, thoughts, whatever level of empath they are. And until somebody knows they're an empath, they just feel that stuff or hear that stuff or have those feelings, and they think that they belong to them.
Right.
And they try to resolve it as their own stuff. And you can't, because it's not yours.
In access consciousness, they teach that 98% of what we think, feel, and hear doesn't belong to us.
That wouldn't surprise me.
It will either belong to another person or the earth.
Right. And the thing that I teach people is to always ask, is this mine?
Right.
Because as soon as you know that it isn't yours, you can let it go.
But
it's not your responsibility.
The problem with those of us who are earth sensitive, we agreed to take this on. See, we thought that we could heal everybody and everything because, you know, we could take it into our body and we could release it and it wouldn't be any problem. So we made this agreement that we would do that. And it's really hard for, I have tried to let go of that agreement. But when I try to let go of it, I think of what people are going to go through if I do let go of that, and what the earth is going to go through, and how it's going to slow down the evolution. So I can't let go of that agreement. I can't bring myself to do it.
But you can change the way you do it.
Right, exactly, which is what I've been working on. So I'm having less problems with it. But those of us who are earth sensitive, we just take on all of that because we've agreed to take it on and release it.
Right.
And then, you know, we take it on and we think it's ours and it gets stuck and, you know, there we are.
Well, if I may, I want to tell a story about a friend of mine who I call her a plant whisperer. She can, you know, hear what's going on with plants and diagnose plant problems from 2,000 miles away. She's amazing.
Wow.
But she used to call me up and say, you know, I think I'm going crazy. I'm feeling all this overwhelming emotion. I just got up this morning grieving. What's going on? And it happened a number of times. And what I've eventually realized was all I needed to go was go to a news site, you know, CNN.com or something, and see where there had been a disaster that affected women and children.
Right.
She felt the grief of mothers whose children were in danger. And she finally realized the correlation. And when she got up feeling that way, she would go online and find out where it is. So she could let it go from her body and pray for the women and children rather than trying to figure out why she was grieving, because it wasn't hers. It was someone else.
It wasn't hers. And when I start feeling this intense pain in my spine that shows me Indonesia's fixing to go off, as soon as I start feeling that, I start sending healing energy to Indonesia.
Right.
I start sending energy to the people there in the land and in the area. And that helps my back not to hurt as much.
Right. And that's what I was talking about changing the modality instead of taking it into your body, which is a tradition all over the world, but is a really hard way to do healing. to not take it into the body, release the part of it that you're holding in your body, but then do the healing on the source of the pain, which is outside of you.
Exactly. Yes. And when that pain is to show us, to get our attention, to let us know, hey, this area needs your attention. And if we can learn to pay attention to that, and that's the reason I started paying attention to what's going on.
Yep.
Because then that shows you where you need to be paying attention.
And you're becoming very fine-tuned to this, but you're also working with a group of people who can give you feedback about what's going on. So are you seeing correlations between the phenomena that you can track with all these various websites, the physical things that are going on the planet and on the sun, and what people are reporting to you?
Yeah. Back in last August, from August till December, everybody was having all this physical pain, very, very intense physical pain. Starting in December, it was more emotional. And now we're kind of having both. It's kind of a mixture of both right now. But we're releasing a lot of emotional stuff right now. We're having to release issues that we haven't dealt with in our lifetime. And we're helping other people with these issues and emotions, and so that's emotions is a big thing right now. The sadness, the grief, the heart chakra is opening, and that's the main thing that we need to pay attention to. People are saying we're moving into the fifth dimension. We are not moving into the fifth dimension. We're moving into the fourth dimension, which is the dimension of the heart, and we can't bypass that. You know, I'm sorry, we've got to go through that heart first. And so people, that's where these emotions are coming from. It's from that heart chakra opening. That's the reason people are having chest pains. There can be a solar flare, because the solar flares, what they're doing is they're sending a very high vibrational energy, and it's causing any denseness to come to the surface. So that is helping to open our heart chakra. So as soon as there's a solar flare, all of a sudden people are having heart palpitations, they can't breathe, they're going to the emergency room with heart attacks, things like that. And that is that heart chakra trying to open.
Right.
So it's really, the thing that I've been working on lately is just really opening up that heart and learning to live from my heart. Because that's the next step in our evolution, is getting into that heart and learning to live there and stay there. And since I've been doing that, I'm having a lot less symptoms than I was before that.
Well, we're going to get back to that. We have a couple of minutes to break, and I want to make sure people know how to get in touch with you. So give your website.
Okay, my website is askclaudia.com. And on Facebook, it's Claudia McNeely Divine Empowerment.
And we will be talking a little bit more about your group as well. So one of the things that I also wanted to talk about was how politics are affecting the opening of the heart chakra and how all of this is a manifestation of the same thing. We'll talk about that after the break. I was just getting distracted here. To give people an idea, when we're doing these things and it's at the wrong time, we get all kinds of confused. So excuses, right. When we gotta go get a little off here. We will be back in a couple of minutes after these messages here on the Farkas Files. The truth is in here somewhere on Empower Radio with Claudia McNeely.
This is the story of a boy wizard whose name was Larry Smarter.
Larry, why weren't you in Professor Dinky Doodle's mythical creature classification class?
Larry wanted to go to college, so he visited knowhowtogo.org to find which classes he really needed.
You missed the lesson on telling dragons from dragonflies.
Right. I want to go to college, so I'm taking Algebra 2, Biology, and a foreign language.
Foreign language? You mean so you can talk to unicorns?
Well, not exactly. Unless they're French.
But Larry had no time for unicorns, or even for Miss Petunia Tutti's time-traveling tutorial, which met every other yesterday at 25 o'clock.
Sorry I'm late. My snarkball game went into overtime.
And he knew knowhowtogo.org was way better than hoping for a snarkball scholarship. So, while his friends all aced invisibility, when Larry finally got to college, they were nowhere to be seen.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
It's easy to take your world for granted. Most days go by without a whole lot of surprises. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if everything familiar becomes anything but? Would you be prepared? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
Sassy!
This week's episode, Trouble on Rock Hill.
Ain't nothing like running up and down Rock Hill.
Hey, let's move this rock.
Whoa! Sassy, Johnny's stuck under that rock. Yeah, girl, go tell Mr. Gunderson to bring his truck. You'll tell him, but only after you dispel a stereotype associated with shelter pets? People think shelter pets come with lots of initial veterinary costs?
It's dusty under here.
But in reality, most shelter pets have been vaccinated, neutered, and microchipped in case they get lost?
My pants ripped.
Sassy, Johnny needs help. What Johnny really needs is more discipline and better parental supervision? You use big words, Sassy.
Still under the rock.
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt.
Now back to the Farkas Files with David Franklin Farkas on Empower Radio.
And we're back with Claudia McNeely. And when last seen, our conversation was heading in the direction of the relationship between the crazy politics going on, especially in this country, but on the planet, and its relation to all of these changes. Also wanted to talk a little bit about, we started talking about solar flares, but there's also solar wind and alignments and pole shifting. And, you know, people listen to the pole shifting stuff and they get very freaked out that it's suddenly going to happen and everything is going to get wacky. There's even a commercial that the poles are going to shift and we're all going to get thrown off the planet. But if that doesn't happen, you still need to plan for your retirement. It's a bizarre commercial. But one of the things I've noticed, and I'm wondering whether you noticed the same thing, is that the sun is rising and setting in different places than I have ever noticed before.
Yes. These big earthquakes that we've had over the last few years, the one in Japan, I think, moved the North Pole 7 or 8 inches, something like that. Where it used to be at the North Pole, it's now down in Siberia. And I don't know what these earthquakes this week have done to it. But the poles have been shifting for a long time.
Right.
You know, and, we don't know what's going to happen.
Right. There were reports for the last several years from tribal elders in the Arctic Circle, and they can't use compasses to get around up there because all compasses point towards magnetic north, so every direction is north because they're so close to the pole. And so they do all of their navigation by the position of the stars and the position of the sun, which, because of the pole shift, is changing. Mm-hmm. So they've had to know what the changes were in order to do what they need to do up there. And they've been talking about it that I've noticed for at least 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
And I know 2 years ago, I noticed that the sun at a certain point in the year was setting in a place between two buildings next door to me in such a way that the sun was coming in the windows in a place that never did before.
Exactly.
I was like, this is pretty dramatic. This moved, you know, in my experience, 20 feet to the right. Right after the change of the seasons this spring, I noticed that the sun is rising almost due east over a building where it was never rising before.
Right.
Probably 20 degrees of rotation for the sunrise. And I don't know, is it that nobody else notices these things? You know, nobody's paying any attention, but it's fairly dramatic.
People are not paying attention, and that's really sad. That's the reason our Earth has gotten into the shape that it's in. And I, you know, there's two different people in the metaphysical community. There's the light warrior, which is what I consider myself. I go in and I see things and I try to change them. And then there's the light worker who is, oh, everything's just love and peace and that's all there is. And, you know, for so many years we've been told, don't read newspapers, don't watch the news, don't pay attention to what's going on in the world, just focus on love and life. Well, keeping our heads in the sand is the reason that our world is in the shape it's in right now, because we weren't paying attention, we weren't watching what's going on. And our, you know, this is where we are. They've been using fluoride in the water to make people dumber so that people don't pay attention and they don't question. We've just been sheep following along, doing what we were told to do. And that's sad.
Right, right. But I think it's also just most people don't pay attention to very much that isn't something that they have to deal with right then. So I would guess that people are out on the land, farmers and fishermen and other folks that are very connected to nature and are up at dawn probably are noticing this and don't know what to make of
it. They are. Exactly. They are. And they don't know what to do because we're not being told anything. You know, they read the newspaper, they watch the news, and nothing's being said. The only thing I've ever heard on the news was that they talked about changing the direction of the runways at one airport because of it. And that's the only thing I've ever heard in the news about it.
Well, that's a pretty amazing statement to make that it was affecting it that dramatically.
But they downplayed it where people, you know, it didn't register to people that it was a big deal.
Right. Yeah. Well, most people don't get a big deal. And the same thing with the, you know, not as obvious because you can't observe it, but the solar wind that the planet has been experiencing for quite a while now, which is reshaping the electromagnetic field of the Earth.
Right.
It's literally pushing it,
and
pushing
what
it
happens
to one side.
When there's a solar flare or if there's any kind of eruption on the Earth or a coronal hole, they call it, that can make a solar wind that pushes on the energy field of the Earth.
And
so that's what causes the solar winds.
And here we are, as we used to say in the old neighborhood, doing my sidewalk act. And all these things are going on, and suddenly you have physical symptoms, you have emotions. You have all kinds of things going on.
Computers not working. Computers not working,
especially when it's Mercury is not retrograde, so you can't blame everything on that, which always amuses me. So all kinds of things are uncomfortable in some way that you can't explain, but you don't have any hooks to hang it on. People are not connecting the dots between the literally cosmic events, you know, the solar events that are affecting the Earth and the earthquakes and all the other things, and that it would affect them directly, emotionally, and physically. Right. And I think that's one of the powerful things about the messages you put out and the work that you're doing, is just connecting the dots for people.
Right. And I get so many responses from people saying, thank you. It's nice to know I'm not going crazy. It's nice to know it's not just me going through this.
Right, right.
And there's been lots of times that I would have gone to the hospital with heart palpitations if I didn't slow down and go, okay, what's going on right now, and realize that it wasn't a physical problem with me. It was the energy.
Right.
You know, some of these symptoms are scary.
Right, and it's how do you sort it out? I mean, I had a hip replacement 8-9 months ago, so I have all kinds of interesting aches and pains based on my body sorting out how to work differently now. And there are some days it hurts a lot in ways that are unpredictable. How do you know which part is something that is physical and something that you know about and you're working with, like a surgery or an injury or a medical problem? And
in there, it's just go into your heart and see what your heart tells you. Is this something I really need to worry about? And just listen to your own intuition and your own inner knowing.
Well, that's the crux of the issue. And when we say most people, if we do it, you know, by percentages, most people are not doing that ever at all in their lives.
No, they're not.
You know, there are so many things that are thrown at people as distractions. So let's go home, drink beer, and watch sports or situation. Well, they're not even situation comedies anymore. They're now reality shows, or as I like to call them, banality shows. You know, people behaving extremely badly for money.
Right. And look what it's teaching our children.
Right.
You know, I look at this world, and, you know, there's Drunvalo. I really liked Drunvalo McKesildeck. And, you know, he's saying that by 2012, the whole world is going to move into that fourth dimension of the heart. And I look at some of these people and I go, how the hell are they going to get there? You know, it's going to be very traumatic for a lot of people. It is.
And it's represented by the polarization of politics at the moment. Politics is always a polarizing thing. They are always going to pit one group against another. Mm-hmm. That's how they managed to figure out a way to, in quotation marks, win, to divide and conquer. But the Republican, you know, all of the lead up to the Republican convention and the people who have been a part of that as possible candidates have been more polarized than I think I have ever seen.
Right.
And they've brought into it religious ideas, economic ideas, all kinds of things that are would be considered fringe positions at another time, and somehow they've gotten all of this attention and been taken, at least for a small group and for the media that was tracking all this, have been taken very seriously. The way I look at that is there has to be that polarization and that expression of all those things, because it's not going to exist anymore.
Right.
As the vibration rises, that kind of thing is going to just basically vaporize. It's going to disappear. Right. It's going to have no way of existing. Its density is far too much for where the planet is going.
Right. And I call them the powers that were, because they're losing their their footing. They people aren't buying the bullshit anymore. You know, I mean, we're not buying the fear. Oh, my God, we're going to get attacked. People aren't buying it anymore. And right. So it's making it harder.
I want you to say that again, because that is such a perfect phrase. The powers that were.
The powers that were, yeah.
Powers that were. That's wonderful.
You know, I've been watching the stuff that David Wilcock has been coming out with. Yep. Benjamin Fulford, David, I can't think of the other guy's name. Bill Woods, that's what it is. They're saying that, and David, if you go to divinecosmos.com, David mm-hmm. has actually given all of the history behind this and how we have reached where we are today and where we are going with it. And our world is fixing to make a change that is just going to blow people's minds. When the truth comes out of all the lies that we have been told and the lies that we have fallen for, normal, everyday people are going to really be freaking out big time.
Yep. One of the unfortunate things about David Wilcock's material is that it's usually very long. I was reading the link that you posted most recently today.
It's practically a book.
Right. And yeah. If you don't know the previous chapters, it's hard to follow.
Right.
But it does show the depth of the information that mm-hmm. that he has. And
right.
how
and I think what he was trying to do was show that the reality of it so that people would accept it more and not say, oh, this is just a conspiracy. Well, he wanted to give enough proof, you know, that people believed him.
But one of the things he talked about, which I think is very important and right in line with what we've been talking about, is when suddenly it becomes public knowledge what has gone on this planet and mm-hmm. how it's been done, what the politicians and the people who are behind the politicians have been doing and what the effects mm-hmm. of that have been, that it's going to be a shocking event. It's going to be as if a close friend died, because your reality is going to die.
Exactly.
And so there's going to be this huge grief event mm-hmm. of people being very confused, not being able to deny it anymore, because there will be concrete information about it, concrete mm-hmm. events that happen, and having to go through a process of trying to make sense out of it. Those of us that have been considered the conspiracy nuts all this time are going to be the people in the position and with the responsibility, if we take it, to talk to these people and work with these people and say, no, this has been going on. You know, all that conspiracy stuff that you poo-pooed?
Right.
This really, really, really was going on. There really were people who were watching. And even if we didn't know exactly what it was, we connected the dots and said, oh, something's wrong.
Something's not right. Exactly.
Something is not right. We're being lied to. We don't know what the details are, but we do know that what we're being told isn't right.
Right.
And that those of us that are light warriors and that have been looking at all that stuff will be the ones that can ground these all the folks that are freaking out and help them to get a handle on it and look to the future as something that's going to be positive, because all of this crazy stuff won't be there.
Exactly. And from everything that I'm hearing, and I'm listening to everything and reading everything I can find on this subject, and from everything that I'm hearing, it's going to be a fairly peaceful transition. There may be a few days, a few weeks, a few months where there's going to be chaos, but that's going to depend on the people. But there's going to be a lot of people when this all starts going down, especially in cities. I mean, I think it's going to be worse in cities where there's going to be rioting. There's going to be people killing each other. It's going to depend on the people themselves. They're making their decisions. They're choosing how to act. And if the people do choose to act this way, that there is going to be a lot of chaos for a while.
Well, that's what happens.
And it's going to be up to us to try to stop that.
Yeah, yeah. And a whole lot of prayer and a whole lot of healing.
Yeah.
But that's the case with anytime somebody is anger is never the primary emotion. Fear is always the primary emotion.
Right.
So people are afraid.
Think of all the fear. Yes.
Right. People are afraid because everything that their life has made
everything
sense in their life doesn't make sense.
Right.
They get
everything
very angry.
And they're going to find is not true.
Right. And they get angry, and especially if they have firearms and they're angry and they're scared, that, you know, scared people do crazy things.
Exactly.
So, you know, hopefully there will not be situations where there's the thing that freaks people out the most, I think, is a limitation of resources. If there wasn't water or the stores closed or that kind of thing.
A lot of the stuff that I'm listening to is saying that there's going to be certain people that are going to be going to the cell towers to keep cell phones so nobody can blow up a cell phone tower.
Mm-hmm.
Because the government, you know, the powers that were are going to do everything possible to hold on to their power. And there may be a false flag attack just to scare people. So they're going to make sure that there's somebody protecting the cell towers. There's somebody protecting the electric grid. There's somebody protecting the water. They're going to do everything possible to see to it that nothing does happen. But, you know, something can always get through. So, you know, we just have to send energy to everything happening as peacefully as possible. And from what Drumfalo McKesbuck is saying, it's going to be a sudden shift into that fourth dimension, into that heart chakra. It's just going to be boom, and we're going to be there.
Right. And if it is that kind of shift, while there will be a lot of emotions involved, shifting into the heart is going to eliminate the power of all those fear emotions and all the violence that comes out of fear.
Because so when you can bring yourself into your heart, everything's fine. Everything's wonderful. You're in the now. You're not in fear. You're not in any of that stuff. And it is going to totally change our world.
We've kind of gone further down the conspiracy rabbit hole than I thought we would. But that's, you know,
when I look at the future, when I look, and I've been telling people this for a while, around by summer, fall, I see such wonderful things coming. Mm-hmm. I see really, really good things in our future.
So, you know, one of the things that just came up for me as somebody who, like you, is a light warrior and is often dealing with very dark forces, I'm going to have a new job because that job won't be necessary.
Right, exactly.
You know,
but you know what? There's going to be a long period of time.
The work that will be different work.
We're going to be doing healing work with people. The thing that I've noticed over the last few months is this energy, because it's so intense and the emotions are so intense, it is just totally shattering people. And I'm doing so many more soul retrievals right now because people's soul is just fracturing. And so we're going to be needed to heal people and help people put them back together and help them to learn to live in their heart. Because, you know, I look at some of these people that I know personally who are so far away from being in their heart, it's not even funny. And how are these people going to suddenly respond to being in that situation?
Right.
You know?
Right. It's going to be confusing and painful, and like a lot of other things in life, but it's going to be very different than anything they've experienced. And there will be some groups that have a much harder time than others and some individuals that have a harder time.
Yeah.
You know,
I think there's going to be a period of time where we're going to be doing lots of healing work.
Right. And just so people know, that's the primary work that you do is
healing.
Is shamanic healing, very similar to the kind of similar but different to the stuff that I do. Both people and land and all the same kinds of things. That's why we've become such good buddies.
So,
except that you have this wonderful subspecialty of tracking all these.
I'm a deal of all trades.
Well, you know, it's wonderful to have someone that we can trust who's actually doing the homework.
Yeah.
Because you're interested and because you've figured it out and you do the homework and you do your energy report, which people can find on Facebook just by following you. That is such a wonderful service that you provide. And I know it takes a lot of your time. so yeah. that people can connect the dots and exactly. see, oh, there are real events that correlate with other real events, including my emotions or my physical symptoms.
Right.
This is not random. This is not crazy. There really is a connection that we don't fully understand. You know, we've got right. bits and pieces of information, and, you know, it's hard to pull it all together, but this is real stuff, folks. Mm-hmm. This is not just crazy stuff. This is real.
It is.
So.
It is. And I will not lie to people knowingly. You know, I really try to make sure I know what I'm talking about before mm-hmm. I say anything. And I think people respect that. And there have been times that I've wanted to give up doing the energy report because of all the spiritual snobs and their comments to me. But right. being able to help people makes it all worth it. And that's what I'm here for, is to help people. So yeah. that's the reason I do it. And, yes, it does take up. I spend about 4 hours every day researching to yep. put the energy report together.
Is there is that also available on Ask Claudia?
It has been, but I just changed over to a new server, and I've got to get my blog set up again. Mm-hmm. So, yes, it will be, again, available as soon as I get my blog set up.
So people can find you as Claudia McNeely, which is spelled McNeely,
right.
on Facebook.
Right.
And every day you post that energy report, which most days I repost so that all of my followers can get it.
Spread. I want as many people to see it as possible so that they know, you know,
right.
they know it's not just me. I'm not crazy. And
right.
it is starting.
Well, you may be crazy, but there's also this stuff going.
That's true.
You know, that's
but
the
I
thing
want
with-
people to know.
Yeah, that's the thing with all of this is, you know, there's always a little bit of whatever your personal stuff is thrown into this to keep it off balance. But there really is
right.
there are things going on that
is.
Are not your stuff.
Right.
So.
Right. And the most powerful thing is just to ask, is this mine or is it somebody else's? And see if you get heavier or dark or light.
Right.
And send it back to where it came from.
But
I'm finding as a sensitive, it's hard for me to send it back where it came from. You know, so I usually just try to heal it for the person or the earth or whatever. I use all my techniques for healing, and that feels better to me than trying to send it back to somebody.
Right. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. We always have a great time,
it.
And the hour just disappears so quickly.
I know.
My guest, Claudia McNeely, who does an energy report every day, which you can get on Facebook by following her or at AskClaudia.com. It's not up there right this minute because she's redoing her site, but you can follow her on Ask Claudia and get a lot of information. She does amazing work. Thanks so much, Claudia. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, David. I enjoyed it.
So, thanks, everybody, for being with us today. If you're looking for information about me, you can find it on househealing.com, including on the contact page is a link where you can make an appointment with me for a free 20-minute assessment to see whether my work will be helpful to you. You can get all the information about the Farkas Files by going to www.thefarkasfiles.com. We'll take you right to the page for it. You can also search for the podcasts on iTunes by searching for the Farkas Files. Next week, after you hear this, will be the day before my birthday. And I haven't quite figured out what I want to do with that show. But one of the things that I know I want to do, maybe we'll just make it a call-in show and let all of you call in and tell me I'm crazy or tell me thank you or whatever. It's a big birthday for me, and I will tell you what birthday it is next on May 3rd. My birthday is May 4th, but I would like all of you to guess how old I am. No fair if you've known me all my life and you're not allowed to do any research. Just guess. So you can go to HowSealing.com, go to the mail form and send in your guess on how old I am, and I will read them, and we'll see what the youngest and the oldest guess is and whether anybody gets it right. So thank you all for being with us. We'll have a birthday party on May 3rd, and this is David Franklin Farkas for the Farkas Files. The truth is in here somewhere on Empower Radio.